From the big Prezi to stocking fillers and everything in between. Get the whole list for up to 60% less than the RRP. Big gifts, small prices. In-store and online now at TK Maxx.
Get Virgin Media lightning-fast M125 broadband on the provider awarded best broadband experience. That's smooth broadband. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat, powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Virgin Media. See what you can do. And now it's even easier to switch. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Fiber areas. User speed depends on package choice. GWS Network Award comparing major UK providers' average performance. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. To America, where Donald Trump's projected to have won the first of the key battleground states in the US election. North Carolina's voted in favour of the former president, and reports in over the last few minutes also suggest he's taken Georgia too. Our chief reporter James Gould in Wisconsin for us as the votes continue to come in. He tells us from the people he's spoken to, it'll be a divisive reaction if Trump wins.
Well, there are some people that genuinely could not stomach that thought. I have spoken to people who say they hate Donald Trump. It's not usually for political policies, though, but more about his language and the events in his colourful personal life. But then again, his supporters see him as the only option, the only one that, in his own words, can make America great again. For a lot of his supporters, it's about the economy, immigration, but also foreign policy. They believe that Trump can end wars.
Kamala Harris's team insists they still feel good about finding a way to victory, but she's currently behind in counts in battleground states like Pennsylvania and Michigan. 270 electoral college votes are needed for a candidate to become president. Currently, Trump is on 230. Ear watch parties have been held in parts of the UK overnight. These people told us why they attended one in North London.
It's very cinematic to watch all the results come in, so it's always fun to sit back and watch.
I think the world, and especially the Western world, feels the ripples of an election like this.
Well, I think if Trump were to win, it would encourage right-wing populist movements in the UK.
In other news, 2 in 5 households in England and Wales claim they'd struggle to afford proposed increases to our water bills. The Consumer Council for Water says nearly 20% are already finding it hard to stay on top of payments. Fireworks have been thrown at riot police during bonfire night disorder in several parts of Edinburgh. One officer's been injured, but police have responded to fewer major incidents than last year. And a highly pathogenic strain of bird flu has been detected at a farm in Yorkshire. The H5N5 strain was confirmed in a commercial poultry site near Hornsey. Another cloudy day with some drizzle in places, especially in the west. Sunny spells as well, highs of around 15 degrees. That's the latest. I'm Katie White.
When nature meets classical.
In the park on Magic Classical.
Thank you. days start better with the sounds of nature. In the Park on Magic Classical.
Thank you. In the Park on Magic Classical.
Thank you. start your day the natural way.
In the Park on Magic Classical.
This is Magic Classical with your favourite classical music every day.
Magic Classical, playing the magic of classical music. In the Park on Magic Classical.
Thank you.
In the Park on Magic Classical.
in the park.
On Magic Classical.
Thank you.
In the Park on Magic Classical.
In the Park for this morning, coming to an end with Voces 8, performing Miserere by Gregorio Allegri, which, had you been around in the Sistine Chapel in the 1630s, you might have heard echoing through that famous structure. It was written to be performed there. Back in the Park tomorrow morning, as usual, with the music and the birdsong here from 5 a.m.
First meet the one. It's electric. The attraction is intense. And it's tempting to rush things. But you need to take it slowly. Spend a couple of days together and let the relationship build. So when you fall in love with an electrified Ford like the new Explorer, Mustang Mach-E, and Kuga plug-in hybrid, we want you to spend quality time with them. Which is why, until the end of November, you can take one of Ford's electrified vehicles for a 48-hour test drive. Then you really know it's the one for you. Book your date today. Ford. Bring on tomorrow. Search Ford 48-hour test drive. Test drive subject to availability.
This is the sound of a car that can fill up anywhere. And this is the sound of an electrified car that you can charge at home. Sounds like the same car, right? Why choose between petrol and a full electric driving experience? Choose the best of both worlds. Toyota CHR plug-in hybrid. Now available at 1.9% APR representative with £2,500 deposit contribution. Visit your nearest Toyota centre to find out more.
Available on PCP over 42 months when financed through Toyota Financial Services by 7th of January 2025. Optional final payment. Indemnities may be required. See website. Conditions apply.
Here's your VIP invite to the UK's most spectacular Christmas party. Save the Children's Christmas Jumper Day is back on Thursday the 12th of December, and you need to be part of it. It really couldn't be easier. Sign up, get your jumper out, and donate to create lasting change for children. on Thursday the 12th of December. Make the world better with your Christmas sweater. Sign up now at christmasjumperday.org.
Get Virgin Media Lightning Fast M125 broadband on the provider awarded best broadband experience. That's smooth broadband. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat, powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Virgin Media. See what you can do. And now it's even easier to switch. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Fiber areas. User speed depends on package choice. GWS Network Award comparing major UK providers' average performance. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
Hola! Einstein here. Just out tucking into tackles and the best business advice with my friend, Deborah Maiden.
Because much like a recipe, in business, you've got to get the basics right.
Indeed, and a smart meter can help you track your energy use and costs over time. Oh, I think I miscalculated the hot sauce.
So that's more control of your business budgeting, at least.
Search Get a Smart Meter for Business today. Eligibility may vary. Consumer action required.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. Donald Trump's ahead in the race to become the next US president after projected wins in two of the seven key battleground states. Overnight, he's taken Georgia and North Carolina. Kamala Harris is also struggling in Pennsylvania, Michigan and Wisconsin. Our chief reporter James Gold is in Wisconsin for us.
I'm being told that the Harris campaign has told White House reporters that they believe the vice president is losing this at the minute. Harris and Trump are holding their own watch party events for their election workers. It's being reported here in the US that Harris will not address supporters tonight, but Donald Trump will.
All polls have now closed and counting is continuing. 270 electoral college votes are required for a candidate to win the White House. Mr. Trump is currently on 246, with 194 for Ms. Harris. David Brockington is a political expert from the University of Plymouth. He explains how the vote system works there.
Every state gets a certain amount of electoral college votes, roughly based on population, but not entirely, because every state gets a minimum amount, such that some states' votes are far more valuable than others. If you vote in Wyoming, your vote counts basically eight times as much as if you vote in California.
Republicans are also forecast to take control of the Senate. In other news, fireworks, bricks and bottles have been thrown towards police in Edinburgh. Riot teams report pockets of disorder across the city. They say there were fewer incidents than on Bonfire Night last year, though. The reports of disorder in Manchester last night as well. Two in five households in England and Wales claim they'd struggle to afford proposed increases to our water bills. The Consumer Council for Water says nearly 20% are already finding it hard to stay on top of payments. A high